How nice would it be able for us to hear Gord Stellick actually say, welcome to Leafs Nation pregame, welcome to Leafs Nation postgame, that we might actually be getting somewhere here. The Leafs would be in the 8-9 bracket with the Columbus Blue Jackets in this play-in round, should this go ahead, as Elliot Friedman is reporting it's being discussed. Always good to catch up, Gord. It's been a little bit. Are you with me at all? Like I'm trying to think of names who can adjust the narratives around them or around their teams in this proposed format. And it seems to me Carey Price would be at the top of that list.
Yeah, Scott, Ziggy, nice chatting with no question. Listen to your conversation. It's goaltenders, and particularly if it's going to be 3 out of 5, goaltenders even come more into play. I mean, it's funny, not Carey Price, but Yaroslav Halak is one of the all-time great memories of a guy that single-handedly upset the Washington Capitals when they were the President's Trophy winners. And the other thing, Scott, is Montreal, like, you know, there's a situation now, if it's going to be this format, which we assume it will be, they got in by the narrowest of margins. Like, if you look at it, they beat Buffalo by, like, almost nothing. You have to go down to the points per game percentage. In the West, those three California-based teams are the three that are out. But in the East, so Montreal, there's a little bit of a charmed existence right now about them just eking in. And then Carey Price, as you discussed, big picture, it's a contract that's got to be or probably will be problematic down the road. But in the small picture, this is where you can recoup a lot of it. What the hell? It's the one year that the number 12 seed gets in. You've got, when he's on his game, as good a goaltender in the NHL. Who knows? Let's see if you can run it.
Who do you want to see the Leafs play if you had a choice? Right now, it's they'll line up against Columbus. They split the season series, I believe. I think Leafs won 4-1 and the Jackets won 4-3 this year. So how do you see them matching up against them? Or is there anybody else you'd rather see them play?
First, Ziggy, do we feel Freddie Anderson's got enough rest now?
Mm-hmm.
We're okay about that.
Chilling with Austin, walking the dog with Austin, and
he's going to have a tan for sure, right?
That's right.
That was March 10th. That was our discussion, right, about Freddie Anderson getting enough rest. I'm looking, Ziggy, and I see Toronto, and I don't see Boston, and that's all I want to see. I don't want to see in the first round. In all honesty, I just think mentally, just to play somebody else and get a break, and then obviously if you are going to move on, there's a good likelihood you meet Boston. But, hey, wow, this is so different. And I find it a bit I had thought at first that they would play 5 more regular season games against their 5 divisional rivals and then would get into it. You know, 5 games that would have a little bit of meaning. Of course, this format doesn't account for that, so you're really – you know, you're theoretically, we're talking about this, that a number of teams could be packing their bags after just 3 games, and that's the end of the rest of their season. So it's, you know, it's so hard to gauge. But again, much like I said about Montreal, you know, the Maple Leafs have had a more of an uneven season than expected, and here's your chance to make some hay in the playoffs. And you know, Freddie is like Carey Price. I mean, there really aren't that many goaltenders. Teams that don't have a goaltender that is unable to do that. And Freddie is one of those guys as well that could get hot. But I just think not playing Boston would be a real mental plus for the Maple Leafs.
Gord Stellick is our guest. He is the host of Leafs Nation Pre and Post here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We had a lively discussion yesterday morning on the program, Gord, with Brian Burke about the possibility longer term. So this is not related to this weird play-in situation due to the pandemic, but longer term, with Seattle coming in as the 32nd franchise, the notion of expanded playoffs, because, you know, when you were working in the league for the Toronto Maple Leafs, 16 of 21 teams made the playoffs. Soon, it would be 16 of 32, which, from a percentage basis, 50%, seems reasonable. But if I'm the National Hockey League, I can't look at something like Major League Baseball and say, my God, those do or die wild card play-in games, those are something to watch, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, I think we're going to see an expansion of the playoffs, even to include potential single game play-ins amongst the lower seeds. Do you see that? Do you like that idea for the big picture long-term?
Well, if you ask me this March 10th, do I like it? I love it. Did I see it March 10th? No, because Bill Daly says there's no appetite whatsoever for it at that time. And You're right. The old Norris Division days, 16 out of 21 teams would get in, and the Maple Leafs were in the weakest division, and, you know, a real weak team would crawl in the playoffs. But I love what they do in baseball, and I just said I've envisioned it that season ends on a Saturday in the NHL, in a regular season, and Monday, Tuesday, you got the sports world pretty well to yourself. And Monday night, you have one game, 9 versus 8 play-in in one conference. Tuesday, you do the other. And the point being is you get two more teams in the playoffs, but also you get hope for a few more. And Tom Dundon, when I was chatting with him from Carolina, you know, he said that he's for it because they need to be in the playoff hunt. There's not every market is not Toronto. And there's a lot out there that needs some kind of hope that they've got a chance to be in the playoffs. Otherwise, a lot of fans write off the season. So I absolutely am for increasing the playoffs. And this is my constructive idea just to get two more teams in and, you know, maybe three or four overall that would have a chance to contend. I think it would be awesome. It'll be interesting if this kind of situation this summer, does that change different people's minds and they're a little bit more open to it, where on March 10th, my understanding was it wasn't even a back burner topic.
With the 24 team playoff setup they're kind of proposing right now, teams 1 through 4 are going to have a bye, but apparently they are going to be playing a couple exhibition games. How do you feel about that if you're one of these teams? Are you okay not getting into it right away and getting a couple warm-up matches, exhibition games in, or would you want to play and get right into it?
Well, that's why I thought they'd be 5 regular season games. I thought you'd get in and play some games that at least had some bite. I can't stand exhibition games in any sport. Maybe spring training baseball I can handle. But, you know, Ziggy, you know, same like you. You're going, wow, hey, we're getting going. And all of a sudden you got the majority of teams that are at it. They're playing to try to move on. And you got, like, exhibition games. And, I mean, you have to find some way to get the rust out and what have you. But to me, that's the only flaw that I would have. A team that has the momentum of winning a 3 out of 5 series, then going to the next round, they've got their cohesiveness, they've won as a team meaningful games, and all of a sudden, you know, you've been on the sidelines and, to me, played 3 meaningless exhibition games. I think it puts those teams who got the bye, and it's supposed to be a reward to get the bye, I think it puts them at a little bit of a disadvantage. I would like what I thought the idea would be originally. You play 5 regular season games that count for points, and you could still move up and down in the standings based on those, and then you'd figure out the playoffs from there.
Gord, before we let you go, don't ask us how this came up, but it did. You get invited to a backyard summer afternoon gathering at a friend's place. Someone you don't know well enough to know whether or not they have a barbecue. You find out in advance that they don't. Does that change whether or not you will attend? And at the very least, does it change how badly you want to attend?
Yeah, on all counts. Like, is this afternoon cocktails they're saying and beers, or is it the assumption there's going to be food, or are they making it? Because, I would assume you're going to have some beers and then just throw anything on the barbecue. But, you got to revisit that one. I can hear you getting a little bit sick right now, I think. I'll help you with that if you need an excuse. But, definitely there's an element of a revisit there for sure, Scott.
All right, Gordon. It's great to hear your voice, and we'll certainly catch up again soon. And, look, I don't know if the league's going to come back this year or not. There's certainly a push toward that. Hopefully we've got some legit hockey to be talking about. For all the right reasons, everybody's staying safe. And when that happens, we'll have you on often.
Well, sounds good, and we'll talk about it in our backyard here. You guys come over, and we definitely have a barbecue.